Magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat, mga giliw naming taga-subaybay ng Samutsari. Muli po kami nag-aanyaya sa inyo na makinig na naman sa isang oras nating pagniniig sa Himpapawid. Siyempre po, ngayon ay makulimlim ang ating kapanahonan at kahit na ganyan po ang panahon, ay nandito pa rin kami ni Kuya Cesar na magbibigay sa inyo ng isang oras na aliw at marami pa kaming mga ibibigay sa inyo bukod sa mga balita at meron po kaming isang napakaganda at napakahalagang bisita dito sa ating radio station. Kumusta na, Kuya Cesar?
No, magandang hapon sa inyo, mga kababayan. Magandang hapon Ate Joe. At syempre sa lahat ng mga kababayan nating naka-tune in dito sa atin sa 104.6 Planet FM. I'm very happy I'm back here sa tagal ng panahon at thank you sa kay Tito Birds for inviting me again to be part of this program. And namimiss ko itong trabaho ito for how many years na, Ate Joe.
Oo nga. At nabanggit mo rin yan na Kuya Cesar, ano? Medyo po nawala ako sa Himpapawid mga later part of May kasi nga po ako'y pumunta ng overseas. So ngayon po, pagbalik ko rito, sabi ni Tito Birds, Ate Joe, ano mo na, turn mo na ngayon, sabi niya. Kasi siya naman po ang pupunta sa Philippines. So, dumating na po ang ating producer, ang ating magandang Tita Verds.
Nakakataba ng puso, Ate Jo. Firstly, welcome back. And Kuya Cesar, welcome back.
Thank you po, Tita Verds.
Medyo matagal kayong nawala, but alam kong pareho kayong may pinagkaabalahan. And ganyan naman ang community service. Mayroong panahon na talagang tuloy-tuloy. Sige talaga, tuloy-tuloy. Umulan, umaraw, bumagyo, uminit, nandyan tayo. But there are times na kailangan we understand na may limitations dahil we have to attend to personal circumstances and nangyari yan sa inyong dalawa and we welcome that. Now you are back. Thank you very much. More power.
You're very welcome.
Tuloy-tuloy ang Samutsari. Yan. Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat at siyempre pa, nandito nga uli si Kuya Cesar at si Ate Jo. Si Manang Trini naman ang wala ngayon dahil...
Oo nga, nakakamiss.
Oo. Ganun din, personal circumstances. Naglilipat ang kanyang kaisa-isang anak na babae at ang kanyang apo. Siyempre, dapat nandyan ang ina. And aalis si Ate John, si Manang Trini, I think, August 15. So,
next week.
Oo. So, to the Philippines. Uh-oh. Babalik siya ng September 15 or so.
I hope nakikinig si si Manang Trini ngayon.
And after that, ako naman ang aalis ng August 31st, babalik ng October 1st. Ganon din, personal circumstances. Babangluksa ng aking pinakamamahal at kaisa-isang ina. At ang sumunod sa aking kapatid kong lalaki na maagang pumanaw rin. Hindi niya makayang umalis na si mama, so sumama. Humabol. In 5 days, humabol siya.
Ganyan talagang buhay.
Oh, and after that, I will have to go to Sydney for my firstborn child. She is over 40 years old, but I still call her a child. and treat her as a child.
Ganyan nata ang mga firstborn.
And she will have a major operation, na double back brace. They will open her back and her tummy.
Oh, no.
10 days in the hospital before she could go because they will not let her go until she can walk. And apparently 8 to 10 months
ang recovery.
Total recovery. Yeah. Okay. But everyone in the family are right behind her. So she will, I'm sure, she will recuperate in no time and will heal fast and completely. Ayan. Siyempre pa po, napakaganda ng aking experience kagabi. Together with our two other volunteers here, Nino Pangatungan and Joel Aquino. Bumati muna kayong dalawa.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat. Joel Aquino po itong muli at sana'y kayo ay masihan sa aming programa ngayong hapon.
Magandang hapon po sa lahat ng mga taga-pakinig ng programang ito ng Samutsari.
Ayan, siyempre pa po, kung bakit ako masaya kagabi at hindi lang naman ako. Lahat ng Pilipinong nanood and really went out of their way na manood ng Miss Universe New Zealand,
yes,
2017 kagabi ay dahil gusto nating isuporta ang ating napakagandang
kandidata
na kaisa-isa at walang iba kung hindi si Shekinah de los Santos na ngayon po ay kasama natin dito sa studio. Magandang hapon, Shekinah.
Magandang hapon po sa inyo lahat.
At ang napakagandang balita, nag-umpisa siya sa siyempre list of about 200 or more. Then si top and was included in the first 20, top 20 to vie for the title this year. She surpassed that last night. She went into the 10. She surpassed that again and she went into the 5. She surpassed that again and she went into the 3. I stopped hoping anymore because I thought, oh, she's in. Whatever it is, she's in.
Yes.
As far as I am concerned, she is my Miss Universe 2017.
Yes, exactly. Wow.
Congratulations. Bigyan po natin ng magandang palakpak ang ating Shekinah de los Santos, Shek for short.
Yes.
Come on, you greet everyone.
Magandang hapon po sa inyong lahat and thank you for supporting me to everyone who's voted for me sa lahat po ng tao na tumulong sa akin sa aking mga entrepreneurial challenge.
Mm-hmm.
You guys as well. You guys mm-hmm. came to my Kultura fundraiser
yes.
night. And
which was fantastic.
Thank you.
Especially that Cordilleran dance that
oh,
you did.
Yes. Yeah.
You were fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so
you are
much.
An official member of the Samutsari Philippine Cultural Society already without you saying yes. I asked your dad and your mom behind your back.
That's good. But yeah, so for my entrepreneurial challenge, I ended up raising about $4,700 for Variety.
Fantastic.
And that wouldn't have happened without your guys' help. Those who came to support me, those who bought tickets, those who brought food to eat, and siyempre those performances who volunteered their time to dance as well.
Yes, and those who bought them chocolates and gave some money
for
and
raffles,
voted
exactly.
for you.
Yes, exactly.
All of them, they all count.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Each and every one of you guys. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And again, as well, congratulations for gaining your Bachelor of Law degree.
Oh, thank you.
Wow.
That's another milestone.
Global whammy pala eh.
I graduated 2 weeks ago.
Yes.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
And who else I like to congratulate? Mm-hmm. Of course, your dad, Edwin de los Santos, and your mom, Nena de los Santos. Come on, Edwin, greet our listeners.
Magandang hapon po sa lahat po ng nakikinig sa programang ito. Parang nagagalak ako na sumali sa programang ito kahit papaano eh. Dahil po sa inyong lahat, ako ay naging you know, party ng programa ngayon.
Oo,
thank you.
At makakapagpasalamat ka. Oo.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ayan. Sayang wala si Nena. At nandito ang bunsong... Ah, ang pamangkin pala. Pamangkin mo ano? Mm-mm. Namimiss natin si
Shama.
Si Shama. Si Shama.
Yeah, pagod na siya. She's been the unofficial PA for the last
how many three months.
Yeah, so now is her rest time.
Yes. I saw her last night. Yeah. But she has a sigh of relief.
Yeah. Thank you, Shama.
Yeah. And in fact, we would like to thank our dear ambassador as well. He was there supporting Sheik last night.
Yeah,
our dear ambassador, Gary Domingo. Maraming salamat po. Hindi nyo pinabayaan si Shekinah. Nandoon ka.
Thank you po.
Ayan. Magdulot muna tayo ng isang awitin mula sa Cordilleras. Meron tayo dyan. Yung Ganghe ayan. Bahala ka na magpili, Kuya Cesar. You will know what to do. In honor of the Cordillerans who were there in droves as well, supporting Shekinah. First time in the history of the Philippines in another country to have a candidate from Cordillerans in International Beauty Contest.
That's cool.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yes. I guess so.
And,
yeah.
Oh, oh. Mm.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All the way from Baguio.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Naku,
napakaganda talaga ng mga awitin ng Cordilleras. And in fact, yung number mo that you presented in that kultura, that was the best. May drama pa na kunyari, pinaglabanan siya ng dalawang manliligaw.
Yes, yeah.
And ang ganda ng costume niya. Talagang abante na ngayon ang kultura ng Pilipinas. Yeah. I mean, modern version ang ang costumes. And ganun din yung mga sayaw ng may bata pang maliit na about 5 years old, yeah. I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
she's my niece.
Nakatulong din po yung background ng Cordillera Mountains.
Yes, it was fantastic na nandun yung Cordillera Mountains. Aha. Mm-hmm. And, early in his life. Oh, it's all right. Another music, Kuya Cesar. Yeah. And syempre pa, ang rice terraces, wala man doon, alam ng tao that the rice terraces is in that part of the region in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wala yung music na Cordillera. Hanapin po natin the words. Oh, pero diba, meron po tayong inanda ritong magandang andog para sa ating mga kababayan. Mm-hmm. Pakinggan po nyo, from Join the Club Andog para po sa inyong lahat.
Ayan.
Pangarap ko'y kay hirap abutin. Dahil sa inyo, napunta ako sa aking nais marating. Nais ko pa yung pasalamatan kahit man lamang sa isang awitin. Parang kailan lang, halos ako ay magpalimos sa lansangan. Dahil sa inyo, ang aking tiyan at ang bulsa'y nagkalaman. Kaya't itong awiting aking inaawit, nais kong kayo ang handugan. Daganda at lilipas din ako, ngunit mayroong awiting iiwanan sa sa inyo, narinig ang isip ko at naintindihan. Dahil dito, hindi ko kayo ituring na matali kong kaibigan.
napakagandang awitin po at nahandog namin sa inyong lahat. Ay pagpapatuloy po natin ang ating kwentuhan tungkol sa
Miss Universe,
Miss Universe New Zealand. New Zealand. Siyempre po, yeah. Napaka swerte natin na isa sa ating kalahi ay nanalo. Siyempre, iba ang Pinay.
Talaga.
Mm-hmm.
At siyempre pa, napakaswerte po natin dahil i-feature ang Miss Universe New Zealand producer Nigel... Anong apelyado nga ni Nigel?
Godfrey.
Ang isang napakagaling na couturer, designer sa Pilipinas, walang iba kung hindi si Sydney Eculia. Talaga naman po, 20 gowns, including his wife's gown, our dancer at samutsari previously, Aloha Kitat. Ang gaganda ng mga gowns nila, talaga. Walang, hindi sa pagyayabang, pero talaga, walang panlaban yung mga gowns nila noong previous years ng, you know, na i-display nila. So, laking pride natin ang Pilipinas yun. Kaya si Ambassador, ang ngiti niya mula kaliwa hanggang kanan eh. Ayun. And you gave justice to that red gown that she gave you.
Thank you.
Sheik, napakaganda sa'yo, bagay na bagay sa'yo yung cut
salamat
na yun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ayan.
Na-remember mo yung kulay ng ating microphone? Ito rin ang kulay ng host na babae. Siya rin ang gumawa ng gown. Yeah. No?
Ah, pati yung gown niya. Yes. Kaya pala sabi ko, saan niya kaya binili yan? Yeah. Hindi ko nakikita ang design niya sa New Zealand eh. Kaya pala eh.
Yeah. Mm. So,
mm. Well, really, what else can you ask for last night? Masaya tayo lahat.
Sa paano yung mga hindi nakapanood kagabi? May chance bang mapanood ito sa
Meron. In fact, halika nga, Manay Lisa, Lisa, sabihin mo nga kung saan mo nakita yung para makita nila. Come on.
Sabi nga Kuya Cesar, sa YouTube daw eh, meron.
Okay.
YouTube, Miss Universe New Zealand 2017.
Yes.
So, panonoodin natin mamayang gabi sa YouTube. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ayan, para makita natin yung buong program, I'm sure, ano na yun? Hindi na abridged yun. Buo yun palagay ko. Wala sigurong advertisement yun.
Wala. Makikita mo po yung during the live stream, andun yung breaks.
Ah,
but of course,
see.
You can just fast forward it.
Mm. May tanong ako sa iyo, sa Kenna. Pagkatapos nitong page na ito, nakuha mo yung second runner-up.
Yes.
Congratulations ulit.
Thank you po.
Anong magiging function or magiging responsibility being the second runner-up to the New Zealand Miss Universe?
Well, I guess being second runner-up, being part of the top five, isa ka pa rin sa mga ambassadors for New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, I will still represent New Zealand in a way. Mm-hmm. Just not as big of a responsibility as the Miss Universe New Zealand ngayon.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's about it for now.
And I'm sure you will be brought to wherever the next preliminaries will be for the 2018 Miss Universe New Zealand. Dahil diba sa Pilipinas kasi we have so many candidates. I think on the top five, if I remember it right, eh, diba merong ang pinakang first prize or the main winner really is the Miss Universe.
Mm-hmm.
And then parang yung second runner up yata ay Miss World. And then
Miss International,
Miss Earth, and Supranational. May ganyan. Dito lang ay wala kasi maliit pa tayo,
yes,
sa New Zealand.
Yeah.
So wala pa sigurong gaanong at saka hindi pa siguro established ni Nigel ang franchise. Kasi ang franchise ng Miss World ay nakay Des and Rose Folger.
Mm.
Sila nagpapatakbo nun. So, hindi pwedeng pagsamahin dahil magkaibang franchisee.
Opo.
Siguro, individual franchise lang ang binigay sa kanila.
Opo.
Miss Universe.
Mm.
Kala ni Dose, nila ni Nigel Godfrey and Aloha Kitat. Mm. And Miss World naman kay Des and Rose Folger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, Joel, bilisan mo. Kunin natin yung Miss International.
Why not, Nino? Miss Earth pa.
Miss Earth pa.
Ang founder niya sa Pilipino.
Mm. Yeah, and they're doing very well in the pageant industry.
There is already Miss Earth here, I think, in New Zealand. Yeah, yeah. Ate Jo. Kasi mayroon tayong guest dati.
Oh, mayroon tayong guest dati dito.
Siya ba yung last year na guest natin?
Oo, last year.
Miss Earth ba yun?
Miss Earth. Kiwi siya.
Remember, Tita Verge, yung naging guest natin dito, si... hindi ko lang alam kung Miss World ito, ano, si Ariel Garciano.
Garciano.
Oo. Yun naman, half-half siya. Half Kiwi, half Filipino. Mm-hmm. Oo. Pero ngayon, in the case of Sheik, talagang
pure Filipina siya.
Pure Filipina
talagang
siya.
Pure bread.
Yeah.
We are lucky indeed. Marami tayong magagandang... Pinay dito sa New Zealand. And what next for you, Sheik, as far as the career front is?
Well, kakatapos ko lang po mag-graduate, so I'm gonna find a job with a law firm, hopefully. But you know, I'm still young. There's still a lot of countries to visit, travel. So that's where I'm heading to for now.
So you are not intending to enroll in a master's degree or whatever at the moment?
No, not at the moment. Katatapos ko lang. So
give it a break,
Studying is not the next thing for me to do.
I think I heard you last night mentioning shopping. Come on, Dad. Bring out the wallet.
Yeah.
Siyempre naman, natapos na siya, no? Siyempre naman, bigyan mo siya ng, ano, ng konsuelo ba?
Si Sheik ba, pangilan ka sa inyong magkakapatid?
Ako po yung first. First child.
First born.
Congratulations, Baring Ed.
And may isa lang yatang lalaki, ano?
Yes.
Isang lalaki, tatlong babae, o dalawa lang yung babae din?
Dalawang babae tsaka isang lalaki
So tatlo.
Tatlo.
At least may
good
lalaki
next year. Ako din ganun, dalawang babae, isang lalaki. Ayan, meron ba tayong
hanapbuhay muna tayo?
Hanapbuhay tayo, Ate Jo.
Okay. Sa mga kababayan po naman natin na gustong bumili ng sasakyan, saan ka pa pupunta? Of course, sa Wilson West na. Good quality, no or low deposit, great service, easy finance, overseas license, work permit, bad credit, walang problema. Wilson West can help. Can't find the car you want in Oakland? Wala rin problema. Wilson West can order the car you need straight from Japan. For any inquiries, please contact Dante Salvador on his mobile at 021-349-3318 or on his landlines at 827-7723 or 827-2142. You can also fax your requirements at 827-7760 or send it by email to dante@wilsonwest.co.nz. But why not check out Dante's website now at www.wilsonwest.co.nz and choose from the selection of choice cars on offer. Wheels and West Limited, trading as cheaper cars, located at 3003 B Great North Road, New Lynn in Oakland. Wheels and West, our best price is the best price.
Ayan.
Akala ko, Tita Verge, kanina, bago mo batiin si Sheke, ako kinakabahan eh.
Bakit?
Akala ko ikaw ang kinurahan na Miss Universe.
Dahil?
Kasi napakaganda mo ngayon eh.
Aba, ay siyempre ayaw ko namang magpahuli kay Sheik.
Siyempre naman.
Nakikisabay ko no, kahit lola na.
Siyempre naman. Pero talaga nga, masyado tayong proud at meron tayong nanalo na Filipina, na pure Filipina.
In fact, kukumbinsin ko ang nanay niya, or rather, ang tatay niya, na isaling Mrs. New Zealand ang kanyang nanay. Come on, nena. Nakalinya ka.
Mrs. New Zealand.
Mrs. New Zealand.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hindi niyo ba alam si Paring Edwin, nakasama rin yan sa trabaho. Kasi makasama kami dito. Na-picture din si Yuan. si Paring Ed.
Ano, Mr. Universe? ano? Ano, Edwin?
Ano yung,
Oo. Akala ko, sumali ka rin sa contest eh. Ako kinabahan din.
Hindi po. Well, paghahanap, bibigyan natin ng parte ang ating Miss Universe number 3 for this year. Bibigyan na tayo ng local news.
Local news. Government to take part in electric vehicle initiative. 1 in 3 cars in government fleet will be electric by 2021. Prime Minister Bill English announced today in Lower Hutt before a crowd of about 100. Transport Minister Simon Bridges said New Zealand already had an ambitious target of having 64,000 electric vehicles in New Zealand by 2021. But he wanted the public sector to lead by example with the new target of 1 in 3 electric or electric hybrid vehicles in the government fleet by 2021. There are approximately 15,500 vehicles in the government fleet. Bridges said that the government would use its buying power to achieve the target and increase the number of electric vehicles in New Zealand. We already encourage the public sector to purchase electric through the competitive or of government procurement process and have a range of incentives in place to encourage the uptake of electric vehicles by the general public. Bridges said New Zealand had gone from about 1,300 electric vehicles a year ago to more than 4,200 today. Bridges said the government target would flow through into the second-hand private sector market. English said he had his first ride in an electric car last year in Australia and he was impressed at how beautifully it rode. The announcement was made outside the Dow's Art Gallery because it has an electric charging station outside it.
Ayan po ang ating local news atid sa atin ng Planet Earth Travel. At narito naman po ang ating Bulilit News Report ngayong hapong ito. Walang iba kung hindi si Jella Piloton. Magandang Hello. Hapon, Jella.
Hello.
Hello.
Marunong ka ba ng magandang hapon?
Pardon?
Maayong hapon sa Indutanan.
Ayon hapon.
Ayan. Okay, what have you got for our listeners today?
All right. Good afternoon to all our listeners. This is Jella, your Bulilit reporter for Samutsari Cultural Radio 104.6 FM with some news for today. Firstly, happening at the Playhouse Theater, 15 Glendale Road, Glen Eden, at 7:30 p.m. until the 19th of August is The Dominion Road, the musical, where you can be treated to a feast of diverse culture and music when it hits the stage. Visit their website, www.dominionrdthemusical.nz, to find more information about this amazing musical. Also, a wonderful musical that's coming up is the multi-award-winning musical from the Royal Shakespeare Company, inspired by the beloved book by incomparable Roald Dahl, at the Civic CBR, OCNR Queen and Wesley Street CBD, Matilda Meet the Musical. The show runs from Friday, 18th of August, until the 22nd of October in the afternoon or the evening. Head to au.matildathemusical.com to see the times of the showings. And until the end of August is the Sky Towers birthday event still going on. Every day at 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. They've got great offers and tons of fun there. See the website www.skycityauckland.co.nz for more. And that's all I have for today. Have a great week.
Thank you very much, Jella. Hear from you again next week. At narito po naman ang ating mga specials mula sa Planet Earth Travel.
Okay, Planet Earth Travel Special 1. Manila return from New Zealand, $885 on Qantas. Cheap airfare to Manila, Philippines. Weekend searchers of New Zealand dollars of 25 applies. Departing Auckland, Wellington, or Christchurch. Return from $885. And also departing from Queenstown. Return from $975. Sales until further notice. Please make an inquiry for dates from mid-2018 onwards as we cannot book them at the stage until availability opens up. We will contact you once the dates are available. Travel period August 1, 2017 to November 30, 2017 and from January 16, 2017 up to November 30th of 2018. Return economy class airfare valid for 12 months, inclusive of booking fees, fuel taxes, applicable airport departure taxes, special conditions applies too. Subject to seat availability, particularly on school holidays, meals, entertainment, 30 kilos check-in baggage plus 7 kilos hand carry. Ticketing within 72 booking. Changes, which is NZD of 200, applies. Subject to seat availability on the same booking class before or after departure. Cancellation before departure NZ is $500 fee applies. After departure, the refund, if any, will be the difference of the fare paid and applicable for the journey completed, less $500 fee. If no show, no refund. Stopover, one stopover permitted in each direction of New Zealand dollar 100 per person. Child fare accompanied child like 2 years old to 11 years old is 75% of applicable adult fare plus taxes. Unaccompanied children are charged of 100% of applicable adult fare. Infant fare under 2 years old, not occupying a seat, 10% of adult fare if occupying seat is 75% of applicable adult fare. Please note there are limited seats available in April 2018 and please phone the customer care service 0800 111 1131 and their email address is reservations@planettravel.co.nz.
At ito naman po ang Planet Travel Special number 2, Cathay Pacific Asia Special Fare to Manila, Cebu Clarkefield Return from 899 New Zealand dollars. Cheap airfare from Manila, from Oakland to Manila, Cebu or Clarkefield, Philippines. The sale will end on the 4th of October 2017. Departures from July 2017 to the 30th of November 2017 and 16th of January to the 31st and March 2018. Ang routing po nito, Oakland via Hong Kong to Manila, Cebu or Clarkefield and vice versa. Return economy class airfare valid for 3 months, inclusive of fuel taxes, applicable departure airport taxes. Pricing subject to availability. There are only very limited seats. Kailangan po magmadali tayo. Special conditions apply, inclusive of minimal travel agent booking and service fees, meals, entertainment, and 30 kilos check-in baggage, plus 7 kilos hand carry. Ticketing within 2 days of confirmation, regardless of travel dates. Penalties, no date changes permitted at all times. Valid only on flight and dates as ticketed. Refund prior to departure, non-refundable. Refund after departure, non-refundable. And stopover is not permitted. Accompanied child from 2 to 11 years old is 75% of the adult fare. So tawagan lang po ang kanilang customer care service sa 800-111-1131 or email at reservations@planettravel.co.nz.
At narito po naman ang ating community news. Oakland Catholic Charismatic Renewal in association with the Jesus Good Shepherd Prayer Group presents Breakthrough, Darkness to Light. He has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light. Sa Bruce Mason Center po yan this coming Saturday, 19th August at hindi sinabi ang oras. Jesus the Good Shepherd Band ang mag-perform, DRC New Zealand Praise Band, Fusion Youth Band, Lamb of Good Christian Community Band, and Christian Youth Revolution. Tickets available at Ticketmaster, www.ticketmaster.co.nz. I'm almost sure mga after 6 o'clock po ito. So, nandoon na kayo ng 6 o'clock. Kung hindi pa kayo nakabili ng ticket, go to www.ticketmaster.co.nz at napakagaling po ng grupong ito. This is their third year, I think, now, or fourth year doing this.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And, syempre pa, narito po ang ating Rotary Club of Newlyn, Mutuwihi Island Tree Planting on 27th August.
Yes. Gaganapin natin ito sa 27 ng Agosto. So, $30 per person lang po ito. So, come along, plant some trees, walk the beautiful beach, or watch the rare saddleback birds on the island. This is a fun day for the whole family. Bring your food and drinks for the day. Please bring your gardening gloves and suitable footwear. Book.
Kaya po $30 yan ay dahil meron tayong sariling
ferry.
Yeah. Papunta at pabalik.
Yeah.
And kahit naman kasi mamamasahe kayo, ganyan din ang gagastusin nyo. So mabuti pang mag-charter na tayo, yeah. Sarili natin ang pagpunta and pagbalik kung gusto nating mag-stay pa ng kaunti pa sa island, we are able to. Yeah. So yes. Tumawag lang po kayo kay Tita Verge, 0213299959. Pwede nyo makita si Joel o si Nino o si Ate Jo o si Kuya Cesar o yes. Si Lisa.
Pwede kayo magpabook sa amin or kung halimbawang lapitan nyo lang kami. Kung gusto nyong sumama, you are all welcome. Yeah. Mag-i-enjoy tayo doon.
Ayan. At narito po ang ating Philippine News. Hindi. Anong meron natin?
Hindi pa. It should be at 5 o'clock. Okay.
Anong hanap buhay natin dyan, Ate Jo?
Hanap buhay muna tayo?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Magandang balita ang ihatid ko sa inyo, mga kababayan.
Mm-hmm.
Ito po ay makakabili na kayo ngayon ng katakam-takam at pagkasarap-sarap na Mabuhay Products ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa iba't ibang panig ng Oakland at mga karatig bayan. Hanapin lamang ang Mabuhay Products ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa mga piling tindahan Pinoy sa Oakland, Hamilton, Rotorua, Tauranga at Wellington. Tikman ang Mabuhay Products at tiyak inyong maiibigan. Lasapin ang linamnam ng katakam-takam at pagkasarap-sarap na Mabuhay Barbecue Cooking and Site every Thursday at Otahu Flea Market, every Saturday at Otara Flea Market, and every Sunday at Morin Road, St. John's. O di kaya, ay magsadya sa licensed premises ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited sa 3-15 Manurowa Road, Takanini. At syempre, makakapili kayo ng mas marami pang produkto tulad na imported Philippine products, mga lutong bahay, preskong karne, baka, baboy, tupa, manok, isda, at iba pa. Maaari ding itawag ang order ninyo sa telephone number 299-3179 or 021-675-981. At hindi lang yan, bibigyan kayo ng JMN Foods and Butchery Limited ng loyalty card. At sa ika-anim ninyong order ay tatanggap kayo ng pabuya. Tangkilikin ang sariling atin mamili sa JMN Foods and Butchery Limited. This is Samutsari Philippine News. 700,000 teachers to undergo drug test, DepEd. The Department of Education will soon start mandatory drug testing for all of its employees, including 700,000 public school teachers nationwide. We are already finalizing the guidelines. The Department of Health, or DOH, has been training our teachers in getting the samples and so on, and it will start anytime. According to Education Secretary Leonor Briones, the drug testing with an allotted budget of 39 million pesos will also cover all applicants for teaching and non-teaching posts and would be conducted in partnership with the DOH. Briones said the testing would also be conducted on a random sampling basis among high school students, adding that the scheme could indicate the prevalence of drugs in schools. She earlier stressed the need to be careful when conducting drug testing among students, a majority of whom are minors. The Commission on Higher Education last August 2 issued a memorandum allowing tertiary institutions to conduct mandatory drug testing for all students. Colleges and universities were also allowed to use the test as basis for retention or admission, provided a consultation is conducted prior to its implementation. But Human Rights Watch has criticized the plan, saying it seriously threatens the students' safety and right to education. The college drug testing plan is a dangerous outgrowth of the Duterte administration's abusive war on drugs. The order permits all local governments, the police, and other law enforcement agency to carry out any drug-related operation within school premises with the approval of school administrators. This will effectively allow the police to extend their anti-drug operations to college and university campuses, placing students at grave risk.
First bird flu outbreak, 400,000 to be culled. The Department of Agriculture plans to cull 400,000 chickens, quails, and ducks after confirming the country's first outbreak of bird flu in San Luis, Pampanga. Agriculture Secretary Emmanuel Piñol said 38,000 poultry heads had died following the outbreak in six farms. The provincial government immediately declared Pampanga under a state of calamity. There has been no case of human transmission so far, Piñol told reporters yesterday on the sidelines of the Luzon Mango Stakeholders Forum in Lingayen, Pangasinan. But Piñol said that they had to cull 400,000 poultry heads within a 1 kilometre area because we don't want disease to spread. Piñol reported that test specimens confirmed the presence of highly pathogenic avian influenza subtype H5 in the farms of Barangay San Agustin in San Luis. This type of virus is virulent and causes 80 to 100% mortality in poultry industry, he said. Piñol said there were indications of the virus outbreak as early as April, but the commercial poultry operators did not report it immediately. Then the situation worsened around July, Piñol told reporters. Piñol said quarantine teams are now guarding the exits of San Luis to disinfect all vehicles leaving the area. The DA targets to finish culling the animals in the next 3 days, and the government said it will compensate affected farm owners. I don't care if we have to kill a million, including those free-range and stray fowls. What is that compared to the whole poultry industry? He added. A majority of the affected poultry heads are layered chickens that produce table eggs and products of farms being delivered within Pampanga only, which lessens the threat to bird flu spreading in other areas, particularly in Metro Manila.
And that's our Samutsari Philippine News.
Baka po hindi yata makatawag pa si Kuya Jun kasi maaaring nasa holiday pa ito. So, meron pa ba tayong hanap buhay dyan, Ate Jo o Kuya Cesar, ang ating New Zealand home loans? Kung hindi man.
Would you like to be in control of your finances? Are you struggling with debt? Finding it slow to repay your mortgage and looking into refinancing it? Are you looking to buy your first home or purchase your investment property? New Zealand Home Loans Messi, through our debt management system, can help you define your goals, create a plan, and track your progress. We can help you and your family become debt-free faster. Worried about your future plans and your loved ones? Worried about your home, your belongings, and your car? New Zealand Home Loans Messi can help ease this stress. Start protecting your plan now by ensuring these precious possessions are well covered. Protect it before you need it. To find out more, call New Zealand Home Loans Messi Branch on 835-4044 or 835-4043 or email at Massey@nzhomeloans.co.nz or call Patrick Pardo on 027-457-4489 or Mel Baker on 021-201-8565 or Odette Dulce Madriza on 021-0498-907. For a free, no-obligation assessment, call now. What are you waiting for?
Alright, showbiz news naman tayo ngayon. Alex Gonzaga on rumored Luis Manzano, Jesse Mindiolo wedding plans. This is by Jan Milo Severo ng PhilippineStar.com. Kapamilya actress host Alex Gonzaga clears the issue regarding the incident with a Korean manager of a certain restaurant that was trending in social media, saying she just wants Filipinos to stand up against mean foreign nationals, especially if they were in the Philippines. And she said, I did that for the waiters and for every Filipinos working, not just for mean boss. Pero, pag alam mo na, hindi na tama na yung ginagawa, lalo na nasa sariling bayan mo, ikaw, you have to stand for yourself, she said. She added, ginawa ko lang yun kasi parang tayo minsan may inferiority complex for other nationality. Alam ko yung iba hindi nila gets yun, lalo na yung mga nasa social media. Pero mostly talaga of the Filipinos are intimidated with other nationalities. Pag nandito ka sa bansa mo, gawin mo yung tama o sabihin mo. In the same exclusive interview with the PhilippineStar.com during the launch of Oishi is Spectacular 2017, where she is a member of Team O, Alex narrates how she is very overwhelmed on being an aunt to Seve, her sister Tony's and director Paul Soriano's son. Known to be a good friend of Luis Manzano, Alex kept her mouth shut when asked about the rumored wedding of the Kapamilya actor with another Kapamilya actress, Jesse Mendiola. Hindi ko pa alam pero I'm happy for Kuya Luis. I'm always see him happy at laging kinikilig kasi laging bumibisita sa kanya si Jesse. Now, on its 4th year, Oishi is Spectacular is an annual event where snack lovers have the chance to meet their favorite celebrities and join different games to win lots of Oishi snacks.
Ayan! Marami tayong babatiin, Kuya Cesar. Lalo na kayo ni Ate Jo. Matagal kayong nawala, may utang kayong babayaran.
Oo nga.
Siyempre pa po, binabati namin ang lahat ng nagse-celebrate ng kanilang kaarawan ngayong araw na ito. Nag-celebrate kahapon, magse-celebrate bukas at sa mga darating na araw. At kung ano pa man ang mahalagang bahagi ng inyong buhay na gusto ninyong pagpasalamatan sa ating Panginoong Maykapal. Ngayon po ang pagkakataon. Pwede pa kayong tumawag, makakahabol pa kayo. Ako po, marami talaga akong gustong pasalamatan, pero sa dami ninyo, isa na lang ang pasasalamat ko. Una-una po sa aking pagiging Vice Consul ad honorem. Maraming salamat po. Siyempre, sa ating dalawang ambassador na nagtiwala sa aking kakayahang makatulong kahit na sa paanumang paraan na maganda para sa ating mga kababayan. Ang ating pong current na ambassador, Gary Domingo, at ang ating immediate past ambassador, Virginia Benavides. At syempre pa, kayong lahat na mga kababayan ko, mapamatagal na dito o bago pa, mapapermanente na dito o bago pa lang, sa abot ng aking makakaya, hindi ko magagawa na matulungan kayo kung hindi kayo nagtiwala sa akin at naniwalang tutulungan ko kayo or hindi ko kayo... Ano bang Tagalog doon? Huhudasin na siguro. Maraming salamat po, ano man yun. And kahit po ako itapos na, tapos na ang turno ko, ang termino ko, emeritus na ang tawag sa akin ngayon, nakahanda pa rin po akong tumulong dahil alam ninyo ako naman ay Justice of the Peace and kailangan ninyo lagi ang services ng Justice of the Peace. At alam po ninyo rin yan, kahit ako galing sa simbahan, kahit sa likod ng kotse ko, may daladala akong stamp, handa akong tumulong sa inyo. So anytime po, mapa sa bahay, mapa sa trabaho, mapa sa serbisyo, ano pa man, nandito lang po ako. Ate Jo.
Yan ang totoong public service at saka community service. Sa likod salamat po ng kotse niya, meron po siyang stamp. Okay. Sa lahat po ng mga nagdiriwang ng kanilang mga karawan ngayon, mula po sa Samutsari, maligayang bati po. Huwag po ninyong kalilimutan, nandito po kami. At syempre, siyempre, babatiin ko si Ate Lolit. Kasi na-miss ko siya. So, happy listening to you, Ate Lolit. At sa lahat po ng ating mga masugid na taga-subaybay ng Samut Sari.
Siyempre, sinasabi po rin namin dito, yung gusto pong tumawag at bumati, may time pa tayo. Ang number natin dito is 815-8100. At siyempre, nagpapasalamat ako kay Tito Birds. Tito Birds, kailangan ko ang tulong mo.
Next sige time. Lang. Alam ko, ano, pwede ko na bang sabihin?
Wag muna.
Suspension, suspense.
Parang matetest yata ang aking kakayanan dito sa, yeah, sa request ni Kuya Cesar.
That's right. Dadaan muna siya sa akin.
Okay.
Ayan.
Okay.
Uy, may caller tayo.
Ah, may caller. Okay.
Ah, may caller.
Si Ate Lolita.
Okay, caller number one.
Hindi, ikaw na. Bumati ka na,
okay,
Joel.
Binabati ko rin ang mga tagapakinig ng Samut Sari. Maraming magandang hapon sa inyo lahat at maraming salamat mo ulit. Habang kami ay nag-iintay ng ating oras, ay uulitin lang namin ang invitasyon para sa Rotary Club. We are going to invite you to Motohi Island Tree Planting Day on the August 27th. Pumunta lang po kayo doon sa may ferry, sa may beside the Britomart. Nandun ang ating ferry at 9 o'clock dapat nandun tayo. And at the same time, 9:15, aalis yung maglo-loading ng mga
pasahero.
And then 9:30, aalis doon sa mismong sa ferry. And dadalhin tayo sa Motui Highland. And then mag-tree planting the whole day. And then meron tayong 1.5 to 2 hours. Baka magkaroon tayo ng tinatawag na either na mag-swimming kayo doon or mag-barbecue, mag-picnic or mag-fishing. Pwede yon. Tapos uuwi.
Talagang ang lunch natin meron tayong barbecue plus syempre meron tayong bring a plate na kanya-kanya.
Yeah, opo. Yung inaabangan ko.
Ang importante, i-confirm ninyo sa akin kasi mayroon po kayong certificate. Lahat ng mag-participate, yeah, okay, may certificate kayo. Kailangan ko yung pangalan nyo dahil ipiprint ko yung pangalan nyo sa certificate, yeah, na maibigay sa inyo sa araw na iyon. At syempre, kailangan ko rin yung tulong ninyo dahil hindi ko kayang bayaran lahat yun. Ayan. And, syempre pa po, ang ating Miss Universe number 3. Come on, thank everybody again.
I just like to say thank you again sa lahat po ng sumuporta sa akin for my journey. You guys voted and you guys supported me in all my fundraisers. Maraming salamat po and I wouldn't be here without you guys.
Yes, siguro pwede natin siyang bigyan ng isang palakpak mula at sa ating radio eh.
Yay!
Maraming
yay!
Congratulations.
Thank you po. Maraming salamat po.
Ayan.
Very proud.
Talagang malapit na nga pong matapos ang isang oras namin pakikipagniig sa inyo. In fact, kulang na ang isang oras. So, titingnan natin sa pagbabalik ko, baka kung humingi tayo ng panibagong isang oras.
Oh, sige. Wow. Abangan ayan natin yan.
Ayan. At siyempre pa po, sa ngalan ng ating mga tagapagtaguyod, ang Planet Earth Travel, J&M Foods and Butchery Limited, New Zealand Home Loans Massey, Wilson West, Western Union Money Transfer, ISM New Zealand Limited at iba pang sponsors. At ang ating mga kasama dito sa radyo, si Manang Trini, si Lisa, si Nino, si Joel, at siyempre pa si Ate Jo at si Kuya Cesar. Mawawala po ako, hindi pa naman ngayon, nandito pa ako ng dalawa pang linggo bago ako umalis. Siyempre pa po, hindi ninyo ako mamimiss dahil marami akong kapalit. Ayan. Talagang hindi po lapong taong indispensable. As long as mayroon po tayong kooperasyon dahil normal naman yan sa Pilipino, bayanihan. Parte ng ating kultura yan, bayanihan. Magtulungan at magbalikatan ng lahat ng ating mga makakaya para lahat tayo umangat. Angat Pinoy. Ayan. Magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat.
At ito naman po si Ate Jo, maraming salamat po sa inyong walang sawang pakikinig. Hanggang sa muli, mabuhay po tayong lahat.
Papasalamat tayong lahat sa lahat ng nakinig dito. Pwede po natin pakinggan ng ating programa by
www.planetaudio.org.nz/samutsari. At makikita po ninyo doon ang dates ng programa. Yung ngayon, yung kahapon, bumabalik yata ng up to 6 Sundays before.
Yeah. Oh.
Kaya mapapakinggan po ninyo yung mga nakaraan. www.planetaudio.org.nz/samutsari. And in fact, kahit nasaan po kayo, pag kung mayroon kayong mobile phone na may smartphone, pumunta lang kayo ng www.planetaudio.org.nz, makakapakinig kayo ng Samot Sari at iba pang programa dito sa 104.6 Planet FM.
So, sa lahat ng mga hindi nakapanood ng Miss Universe kagabi, pwede natin panoorin sa YouTube at makikita natin doon ang ating magandang Shekina.
Yes.
Hello to Mel.
Yes.
Ayan. Magandang gabi pong muli sa inyong lahat.
Wala rin mangyayari kung laging nakikipagay.